Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this website. Take some time to visit my website. That's the name of this broadcast. Take some time to visit my website. That is crosstheborder.org. I'm sure you'll find plenty of interesting articles there. If you can bear going through the Bible with me, you will find the website very interesting. Do subscribe. That's one way you can support, as well as other ways there are that you can support. Perhaps you could order the DVD there and send a small donation. We offer that. We even send it free, actually, if someone says, I can't afford it or whatever. Whatever your situation is, just let us know. Or if you just want to cover the cost of it, it's about $5 to put a little package together and mail it out to you. So if you just want to cover the cost. Anyway, all that information is there at crosstheborder.org. Or if you want to support this broadcast, just support firstamendmentradio.com. That is my working ministry where I do provide services and so forth. So if you take advantage of the resources there, you listen to the programmings at libertyarchives.com. If you avail yourself of the broadcast there, then, perhaps you should consider supporting there. Just click on the support button or the chip in button there, and you'll find a form will come up that you can send support to us. Any support that the Heavenly Father would have you send us is what we need. That's right. If he tells you to send it, well, then you're expected to act in obedience to him. I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. We got to Galatians chapter 4, about verse 27, where it is written, "Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she with hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise." Yes, by promise and that faith, we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Not because we've physically eaten his flesh or drank his blood, but we receive it by faith. He continues, "But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now." Now, we're not talking about, there's an illustration, of course, in the flesh that we have there in the Old Testament writings between Isaac and the son of Agar, the son of the flesh. And yeah, you can read about that struggle there. It began when they were even babies between the mothers, their struggle there. But now we have a struggle that has little to do with lineage in the flesh. It's between those that choose faith and those that choose to not believe. Some of them call themselves atheists and are outright and outspoken, and some of them war against the gospel and those that are of that proclaim themselves to be of the Messiah. And then there are those that are in the flesh while they claim to be of the Messiah, who fight against those who truly live by faith. We just have to understand that there really is only two camps, and that is one of faith, and that one is of the flesh. Their God is, well, the devil. I mean, Messiah put it plainly, "You are of your father, the devil." And they were the sons of Abraham in the flesh, those that he was speaking to. They weren't of some, you get all these weird doctrines about the seed line of Satan and all of that stuff, where angels came down and procreated, or you have that the temptation was that she had, I hate to even say it, that she had conjugal relations with the devil, and there was a separate seed line. That's all nonsense. When when the Messiah said, you are of your father, the devil, he was talking to physical, you know, literal, by the flesh, the seed of Adam. And that's what we're talking about here, or the seed of Abraham. They weren't of some other seed in the flesh, but they were only the seed of flesh. They were not of the seed of faith. That's right, not of the seed of faith. They weren't relying on the flesh or the works of the flesh for their salvation, but they were relying on the promises of the Almighty. So now we, brethren, with that understanding, a little more understanding there, that's, I'm just relaying my understanding as I read and research the scriptures and try to get the big picture, the circumspect view of things. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. There is nothing more important. And that's what it means to repent and enter into his kingdom, to cross that border. It's a border that is not a border of flesh and blood like the kingdoms of men out here. You know, I can go a couple hundred miles south of where I am, and they have a border crossing to get into the next kingdoms of men to the south. That would be Mexico. Not like that. The border into his kingdom, into his holy nation. It's a border that is traversed by faith in Messiah and what he has done. And obedience keeps you in his kingdom. It doesn't give you entrance into his kingdom. And I believe perhaps that would be the most clear and concise way I can put it now that it's come out of my mouth. You know, obedience doesn't get you into the kingdom. It keeps you in his kingdom, though. It keeps you there. It's a sign that you have entered by faith. You enter by faith in the only begotten Son of God, the work that he did to pay the price, to wipe out your sin debt, and you stay in his kingdom by learning obedience. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. Yes, it doesn't mean that you're not going to stumble, that you'll never sin in the flesh again. Paul wrote it. He said, it's no longer I who sin, but sin that dwelleth in me. Yeah, you know, that's the struggle we all have, that even though we sin once in a while, occasionally, we don't practice sin. We hate it. We desire, our greatest desire is to learn obedience despite our failings and our faults and the fact that we're not going to do it perfectly. We're not going to be able to keep the letter of the law perfectly. We desire to. I'd like to keep the letter of the law, but it's an impossibility for me. We realize that. But there are people who stand up in pride and say, well, you know, I do. I keep the lunar Sabbath and I do it perfectly. I keep all the feast days. And I never, ever break the dietary law. And, you know, I'm circumcised and all my children are circumcised. My family and my wife are under subjection and all of my children. And they rely on their own righteousness. That's the problem. And they blind themselves that they fail. Because honestly, an honest man realizes no matter how hard he tries that he cannot keep the law perfectly, that he fails. At the same time, Paul writes, the same author who talks about our liberty in Messiah, and how we can't rely, who teaches us all these things, he says, do not allow your liberty to become an occasion for the flesh. Because we have that liberty, because we're not condemned by our failings, we don't go, oh, well, now I can practice failure. You see? You see the fine line there? Yeah, I don't get to practice failure. I'm not going to go out and eat pork. I'm not going to go out and purposely break the Sabbath because I can. I'm not going to ignore the law, fall into fornication, because that's what happens when you do that. Then, you know, I pray for you, you know. If you're relying on your own righteousness for salvation, I pray that you have a fall that is so big that you can't ignore it, and that your failure becomes a signpost in front of your face that you can't do it, that it is not of works, that it is not your righteousness, only His, that can be relied upon. And as, like I said, at the same time, we don't allow our liberty, the liberty wherein we stand, we don't use it as a license to sin. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And of course, this is all allegory. We're not talking about flesh and blood. You know, if you are of the lineage and, you know, physical lineage of this bondwoman, Paul said this is an allegory, that it doesn't matter if you're a son of Hagar in the flesh. You can still be, by faith in Messiah, a son of God. That's right, because He died for all mankind. We all fall under that category of men that He died for, simply by being a son of Adam. He covered us all. Our almighty Creator, His plan was well thought out, well done. He didn't forget anything, you know. He's not a man that He should fail in His endeavor. When it says that, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that means everyone can take advantage of it, regardless of who their fathers were. Because ultimately, all of us had the same father, and that was Adam. Ultimately, we all came through Noah. So the whole earth is of one blood. So what does Paul say? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. He has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. As if you're counting on your circumcision. And it doesn't mean if you are circumcised that Christ profits you nothing. Because circumcision or uncircumcision in the flesh is nothing. And that's really what he's saying. There's no profit in it. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. So if you find your justification in the law and in the works of the law, you know, I find my justification, to put it another way, yes, I'm justified by the law in that Messiah fulfilled the law completely, but not in my own self-righteousness and my own keeping of the law. He said Christ, he says he's a debtor to do the whole law, so Christ has become no effect unto you if you rely upon your own keeping of the law for salvation. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace, for we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And that's what I'm trying to say here. Faith which worketh by love. Why do I want to keep the law? Because I love God and I want to please Him. Why do I want to stay in His kingdom and learn obedience? Because He died for me. Because He loved me first. And it's only fitting that if I love Him, if He is my Abba Father, He adopted me into His family, and if my heart really cries out, Abba Father, I love you, Daddy, and you know, if that's really my position, then I want, it's important to me to know what pleases Him and to do my very best to walk my life and to live my life in a way that's pleasing to my Daddy Father. That's love. That's what he's talking about here. That's what works for me. When he says love here, that's what he's talking about. But faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Anyone who says, oh, yeah, you got it. You won't be saved unless you do this. You won't be saved unless you say the name right. You won't be saved unless you keep the right Sabbath. You won't be saved if you say certain words, or if you don't say certain words, or if you don't follow certain rituals, or you don't eat the cookie, or if you don't go down the aisle every week, or if you don't go to the little booth and confess your sins to a man. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do you suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. Those are pretty hard words. You know what he's saying? I wish they were dead. I would that they were dead, which trouble you. Wow. You ever feel like that? You ever, oh man, everybody's going to die, Heavenly Father. Why can't they die sooner? It's just going to be worse for them if they continue to live and bring more damnation upon themselves. I understand what Paul's saying here. At the same time, you know, I can't make that judgment. I pray for my enemies and I say, if there's hope, where there's life, there's hope. Let them live. I don't know. Only God knows. They may repent. They may become a brother. You know, I mean, Paul himself, you know, he persecuted. He stood by. He persecuted the church to the death. And then he was a chosen vessel of the Almighty. Everything turned around. So he says, I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only, and here's the warning, only use not that liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And here he goes straight to, this is what the Messiah said. When he, what is the greatest commandment? Oh, you shall love the Lord your God. And you, the second is like unto it, he said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But how do we love our neighbor? Well, we search out his word and we find out what pleases the Almighty, how to please the Almighty in our relationship to our neighbor, our fellow man. That's how we love our neighbor, his way, not our way. He continues, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. How do you walk in the Spirit? That's the question. He says it here. But this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Obedience. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:13. I believe that's it. There is no temptation has taken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and with every temptation makes a way of escape. It's obedience. That's how you learn to walk. That's how you walk in the Spirit. You obey the Spirit. You don't use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. That's a trap, because then the Spirit's going to come back and affect you and convict you where you had already learned and learned obedience and fell back. Use not your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. For this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. See, and you know, I believe that's what the Messiah demonstrated, right? He was led of the Spirit, but he continually broke the letter of the law. And I believe that's really what we're getting into, the letter of the law versus the Spirit of the law. He broke the letter of the law. There's no doubt about it. But did he break the spirit of the law? And what is more important? But yet he never sinned. He even said the priests in the temple, they break the letter of the law on the Sabbath in the temple, yet are blameless. The Messiah said that. That's how we have it recorded in the Authorized King James Version, that he said that. He said the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath in the temple on the Sabbath, yet are blameless. Whew. Only use not your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. See, he never used his liberty to break the letter of the law while keeping the spirit of the law, because that's where you fall. If he had used that liberty as an occasion for the flesh, then he would have sinned. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. We're going to go into a short break here. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org, and be sure to, in the upper right-hand corner, subscribe at my website there. That would be a help if that's all you can do. We'll be back in a few minutes.